Well, hello and welcome to the Informed Traveler Podcast, a weekly travel podcast where our goal is to help you become a more informed traveler. And I'm your host, Randy Sharman. On our podcast this week, travel expert Onanta Forbes will join us in a few seconds to chat about travel scams and what to watch for and hopefully avoid. And then we'll talk comedy, more specifically, the Great Outdoors Comedy Festival. The festival has expanded across the country now from Vancouver to Halifax and into Spokane, Washington. So we'll get some insight from one of the organizers. And Ken Stewart from Crowfoot Travel Solutions will be along to give us a few destination ideas and travel deals with our weekly roundup. But first, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the things going on in the travel industry and some of the travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. We're going to talk about travel scams. Not so much the ones where people are trying to phone you to book some type of tip, but it's when you're at the destination. And the ones we're going to start with actually come from a website called LearnSpanishWithJames.com. So he sent out a release about how to stay away from these common European scams. I guess, you know, the ones we're going to talk about, they could apply just about anywhere, couldn't they?
Oh, absolutely. You know, when I was reading his article, you know, my mind went to different things that I encountered when I was in Mexico. So you're totally right. These are worldwide.
Have you ever been a victim of a scam?
Touch wood, no, I have not.
Me too. So I'm touching wood as well. So we've been very lucky.
Very lucky. But it does go to show that you do have to be very aware, because with different technology that's out there, playing on your heartstrings in different places, people can definitely be taken advantage of. But we don't want that when they're on holidays.
No, and I think also, and maybe people don't even realize this, you stick out like a sore thumb. Sorry to say, but you know, you might as well put a sign over your head saying tourist.
Right, and even when you think you're not, you do look like a tourist, whether you're looking at a map or looking at your phone for directions, or just your expression when you're trying to interpret a sign, maybe in a different language.
Mm-hmm. The first one he talks about, avoid people who approach you on the street. This can be a touch and go situation either way, but I guess the rule of thumb here, what he's saying is just have your guard up, right?
That's right. So they're asking you for money. They're promoting clubs. Maybe they're saying that they are representing charities for the blind, trying to put bracelets on, and just being friendly to you. So if you ignore them long enough or say no very sternly, they won't waste their time on you, hopefully, and to the point of being borderline rude, that you may have to just be that firm to say you're not interested and just carry on with your going away from them, and they can realize that they're not gonna, you're not a mark.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to be rude about it, but yes, be stern enough. And I don't know how many times I would say no thank you to somebody trying to offer me something and just carry on your way. Another one, and then when I used to work on the cruise lines, we used to tell people all about this. Do not get into unmarked taxis. I think this is a worldwide thing. In the Caribbean, there are a lot of official taxis and there's a lot of fake taxis.
Right. So there are lots of unregistered drivers who try to pick up tourists from the airport with false claims about broken meters. So once you get in the car, the taxi driver will avoid any questions about the price until you get to the destination. Well, they'll try charge you with a very high price for the journey. So to avoid this, use local or reliable rideshare apps where you can verify the driver by name and license plate number, or work with your travel agent because they can set up a transfer for you, so that the person that's going to pick you up has a sign with your name on it that will identify that they are the legitimate vendor for your transfer purposes.
Well, and yeah, if you're using something like Uber, there's no cash exchange anyway.
Right.
So really, you're really avoiding any kind of interaction that way. And it is kind of cool when you get off a plane and into an airport and you see somebody standing there with your name.
I
I'll
know,
have to
right?
admit.
Yeah, like I've arrived, right?
This one, I wouldn't really call this a scam. Exchange your money ahead of time. And he mentions that, you're going to pay a higher fee if you do it at location. You are paying for the convenience. And, I wouldn't really call this a scam. If that's what you have to do, that's what you have to do. But be aware that you're going to pay a higher exchange rate.
Right, and that's a good point because it looks like a competitive exchange rate, or maybe you just don't know because you're in a different destination with different currencies and so on. So they do hike up their fees so that they can make a huge profit. So you're right. Exchange your money beforehand, saves your time, effort, and money. And hopefully your bank has a no fees for currency exchange. That will save you a lot of money. And then the best other option is to go to a currency exchange in your local town. And then you always can use an ATM at destination. But again, check with your bank ahead of time to see what kind of fees are incurred when you do go that route. Because they might charge you a foreign exchange transaction fee, a currency, exchange. So be aware of what you may or may not be charged. We found when we were in Mexico, like there's those independent ATM machines that you find in, like little shops and so on. But we found going to an actual bank and using their ATM, we saved on the fees there that way.
Yeah, exactly. It's like anywhere else. So you're gonna pay a higher fee if you're paying for the convenience is what you're doing, right? So
Right.
it's a lot more convenient to go down the street and use a ATM in a store rather than try to find a bank or whatever. But the rule of thumb, if you can, do it before you leave your destination, you get a better exchange rate.
Right. And you don't want to take a super amount of cash because
No, exactly.
you don't want to have that money on yourself,
No.
to, potentially be a victim.
Exactly. The next one is don't stop to watch street performers. I found this interesting because I do like street performers, and
Yeah.
so it's like, oh, am I setting myself up to be a pickpocket or something like that? So, but I do enjoy watching the street performers.
Oh yeah, they're captivating. And a good rule of thumb is that if you see a crowd of tourists accumulating, maybe stay clear because you can't always be vigilant. When you're distracted by something else, and also, people might bump into you, and they might, pretend that they spilt their coffee or something on you, and they're patting you down to help clean you up. Well, they're actually trying to pat you down to pickpocket you. So be aware of that as well.
Yes, they're always filing away, but they get, like you said, the rule of thumb, just be vigilant. And the last point that James Smith, the author of this, makes is do your research. And we always say that, do your research, no matter what the topic is and where you're going.
Yeah, because you want to understand local customs beforehand and being aware of what potentially could happen will help you in the long run. And then you don't feel lost when you arrive at the destination. You help it hopefully it'll help you blend in better to your surroundings. Hopefully look less like a tourist or act less like a tourist.
Do you the best you can and enjoy your vacation. So that's from Learn Spanish with James. That's the website.
Right.
And James Smith was the author of that. But do you have any more that you'd want to add?
Right. So maybe be aware of shop cashiers who appear to be talking on their phone when you hand over your credit card. They may be taking a picture of your card. So you could consider paying cash for smaller purchases. And also phony police. So two thieves in uniform posing as tourist police stop you on the street, flash bogus badges, and ask you to check your wallet for counterfeit bills or drug money or to establish your nationality. You won't even notice some bills are missing till after they leave, and never give your wallet to anyone. Another one that
Ooh, how
came.
do you avoid that though? How do you know they're the real police or not?
You don't, or else you ask them, okay, well, I can go to your police station and do this with you, like kind of. That's what maybe this that will work. Maybe you will go to a real police station, which, and I don't know if you want to do that, but you have to ask questions. You can't just blindly do what they say. The other thing is while you're sightseeing, someone approaches you with a camera or phone that asks you to take their picture, but their device doesn't seem to work. So when you hand it back, the tourist fumbles and drops it, causing it to break. And then the scammer will then ask you to pay for repairs. Don't do it. Or list your wallet while you're bending over to pick up the broken object.
Yeah, there's lots of scams out there. I guess the best thing is, be vigilant and suspect everybody.
This one, I just one last one, Randy. This one I found kind of interesting. So some restaurants will have two menus, one with normal prices and then another with higher prices. They'll show you the normal price when you order or when they're trying to get you to, go into their restaurant, and then they give you a hefty bill. And so if you protest, they'll show you the menu with the higher price.
Oh, I never heard of that one before.
I know that one really stuck out for me.
Wow.
Because then I'm thinking, has that happened to me? Or do I just question it? But always check your restaurant bill. Even at home,
Yeah.
check your restaurant bill.
Well, yeah, exactly. No matter where you are. So good tips, good advice. You can follow Ananta Forbes on Facebook, Instagram, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Some good tips, Onanta. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good week.